Welcome. This lesson is mixing dense neuro sessions cleanly and advanced Ableton focused workflow to keep massive growling drum and bass mixes aggressive, clear, and club ready. You're working with growled mids, heavy subs, layered drums, and cavernous effects. That's the sound we want, but only if each element has its own space. I'll walk you through an actionable device chain blueprint, routing and automation habits, arrangement tricks, and concrete parameter suggestions you can use right away in Live 10 or Live 11. First, the big picture. Goal 1. Keep the sub mono and tight. Goal 2. Give the mid-bass growl its own slot so it never muddies kick or snare. Goal 3. Let drums cut through using transient control and parallel weight instead of brute force. Goal 4. Control harsh upper mids and sibilance dynamically so you don't fatiguing the listener. Goal 5. Keep top stereo energy alive and focused. And finally, automate the mix to breathe across that arrangement so climax is hit, but everything doesn't sound flattened. Let's move into the step-by-step sequence. Do these in order for best results. Step A, session prep and gain staging. Color code and group your tracks, drums, bass, synths, effects, and master. Set clip gain so no channel peaks above -6 dB on channel meters. If needed, insert a utility on the channel and cut gain. Put a utility on master at 0 dB and put a spectrum on master for a quick glance at energy distribution. This first 10 to 20 minutes saves you hours later. Step B, static balance before processors. Mute return effects and get a static mix of core elements, kick, snare, sub, growl, main percussion. Keep the sub fader such that the master never goes red. Aim for master peaks of roughly -10 to -6 dB during dense moments. Treat this as your reference skeleton. Step C, split your bass into two parallel chains inside an instrument rack or an audio effect rack labeled sub and growl. On the sub chain use EQ8 with a 24 dB low pass at about 120 Hz and cut everything above that. Then utility with width set to 0% and gain adjusted so the sub sits around -6 to -10 relative to the full mix. Optionally, use glue compressor lightly. Attack 10 ms, release 0.2 seconds, ratio 2:1, threshold around -15 dB for gentle sustain control. On the growl chain, high pass at 100 to 150 Hz with a 24 dB slope to free the sub, then saturator with drive between 2 and 4 using soft sine or analog clip to add harmonics. Insert multiband dynamics with crossovers at roughly 120 Hz and around 2 to 3 kHz. Use the mid-band to tame harshness and prepare for sidechain ducking. Follow with a EQ8 in M/S mode. A gentle mid boost around 800 to 2000 Hz for bite on the mid, and surgical mid cuts to avoid clashes with synths. Utility width on the growl should be in the 80 to 120% range. Macro map sublevel, growl drive, and glue mix for quick hands-on control. Finally, place a glue compressor on the bass group output with attack 10 ms, release 0.2 to 0.4 seconds, ratio 2 to 3 to glue the chains without killing dynamics. Step D, drums. Transient clarity plus parallel weight. Send your drum rack into a drum bus group. On the drum bus, use drum bus with drive around 4 to 8, punch around 10 to 15, and crank the transient knob plus 12 to plus 18 to accent attacks, or use a compressor with a longer attack if you prefer letting the transient breathe. Use EQ8 to notch around 2 to 400 Hz, where drum body muds the bass. Sweep and find the exact spot. Glue compressor with attack between 10 and 30 ms keeps transients intact, while adding cohesion. Use release 0.1 to 0.3 seconds and ratio 2 to 4. After glue, add a saturator with drive 1 to 3 of type analog clip for grit. Create a drum weight return for parallel heaviness. On that return, run saturator drive 6 to 10, a high pass at around 60 Hz to avoid doubling sub and heavy compression. Send about 15 to 30% from your kit and blend by ear. For snares, make a separate return with a short reverb and transient emphasis and only send selective drums to it. Step E, bass and drums interaction, sidechain and multiband ducking. For simple broadband ducking, place a compressor on the bass group with sidechain input to the drum bus or a dedicated transient bus. Attack 2 to 6 ms, release 80 to 140 ms, ratio 3 to 6, to get around 2 to 6 dB of ducking on hits. Preferred approach, multiband dynamics on the bass group with crossovers at roughly 120 Hz and 2.5 kHz. Sidechain only the mid and high bands to the drum bus. Compress mid band with ratio 3 to 6 and release 80 to 150 ms. Leave the low band untouched or lightly compressed so the sub remains solid and monophonic. Step F, mid and high management. Dense neuro mixes create harsh upper mids. Put multiband dynamics on the synths group or master, focusing on the high band above 2.5 kHz. Light compression catches sudden spikes. Attack 1 to 10 ms. Release 50 to 200 ms. Use EQ8 in M/S mode on synths or master and reduce the side channel a bit between 5 and 12 kHz to keep width from burning ears. In the mid channel, carve cautiously between 900 and 2.2 kHz if elements fight the growl. Dep G. Reverb and delay plumbing. Use short pre-delay on snares, 20 to 40 ms. So the transient reads clearly. High pass reverb returns at 100 to 200 Hz to stop tails from filling the low mids. EQ delay returns and cut 200 to 500 Hz. Consider gate or envelope follower on long reverbs to rhythmically duck tails. Automation on sends reduces reverb by 2 to 6 dB during the busiest parts. Step H. Stereo management and mono compatibility. Keep the sub-mono below roughly 160 to 220 Hz. A quick trick without third-party tools, build a rack with two chains split by EQ8, one low chain with LP at 160 Hz and utility width 0%, and one high chain with HP at 160 Hz and utility width 120%. Macro map the crossover so you can sweep it. This audio version is shortened for playback.